This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Keokuk School District says it has a plan to raise more money for building improvements without increasing property taxes. The district collects about $135,000 each year through a property tax levy established for infrastructure, transportation, and technology. Superintendent Christine Barnes says that's not enough money to keep up with a growing list of building repairs, so she says a special election will be held February 5th, asking voters to increase the amount collected each year to about $675,000. Barnes says this won't increase property taxes because the district is paying off the middle school construction bonds this summer, so the larger infrastructure tax levy would replace the middle school bond levy.
This is just a way to do it that isn't going to be painful. You know, we've already been paying the building off, the middle school building, and it allows us to really continue to keep things in good repair.
Barnes says the list of repairs includes roof replacements at several buildings, the demolition of the former Jefferson School, and plumbing work at the high school. She says the district is still putting together an improvement priority list. Early voting is already underway at the courthouse in Keokuk. The district will hold three informational meetings leading up to Election Day, with the first scheduled for Thursday night at 6 at Torrance Preschool. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.